Scorpions Avenue.
Lady Bunny, we're back for another episode of Ebony and Arnie. What's the tea?
Yes, this is Lady Bunny here with a special edition. You see, Monet Exchange, in preparation for All Stars 18, has just appeared on The View. We just grabbed her, and she is running with all designer luggage to the airport. But she agreed to stop in and just tell us a little about the experience and her feelings on The View in general. Monet, we are so lucky to have you for just a few minutes. We know how important you are now. We've seen you at the Stock Exchange. We've seen you at the Empire State Building. We've seen you in a window at Saks.
And
someone told me you had to share a window with Trinity for some reason.
No, well, we did, and then I decided to kill her.
Oh, good. So, well, that's the first elimination. She said she didn't even have to lip sync for her death.
So, girl, so it's been, this press tour has been really crazy. It's been really hectic. Like, literally, I got here Sunday, and like every day from Monday, we had to be ready by 7 a.m., which means I'm waking up at 4:30 so I can start painting by 5. And then same thing on Tuesday. Yesterday was a little late. It was 8 a.m. No, it was 9 a.m., but we had a rehearsal all day. Then somebody was supposed to make my outfit for my outfit for the Saks Avenue. That's not what I was going to wear. The designer was going to make it. Literally the day of, hit me up. I'm like, hey, yeah, I can't make this outfit. So luckily, Patty like happened to throw the outfit I wore like in the suitcase just in case. And then, so that's what I ended up wearing. It all worked out, but it's not what I wanted to wear. And then we got done with that like late. So I've been going on like 3 hours of sleep a day. Cause you know, like when you get back from shit, it's like 12 o'clock at night. By the time you like take your makeup off and get ready for bed, it's like another, and you have, it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean?
But you lost me. Take your makeup off? Is that what you wear? Call what you wear?
Did you see us at when we did the NASDAQ?
I saw the whole thing. It was exciting.
Oh my God. So I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm mixing two of Bunny's favorite things, capitalism and drag.
How did you mix capitalism?
Because let me say something. Us being on the stock market, I feel like we were the reason why many stocks were skyrocketing.
No, baby, they're way on down. And then they had to look at a motherfucking clown so that they had to walk around the stock exchange all glum, like actually shrieking inside from what they had seen before they had coffee.
Oh.
What time did you have to be there? What time did you have to be
at
there?
The stock market? At the stock exchange?
Yeah.
I mean, 9 at NASDAQ, we 8 a.m.? No, we had to be there by 8 a.m. Because the market opens at like 9.
Who was the most bitter? Who was the most bitter at that day that hates mornings?
You know what? No one was truly bitter. I will say Trinity is really funny. Like, she's funny, not like a stand up and tell jokes funny, but situationally, kind of like Monique Hart too. Monique Hart has this as well. And a lot of us, we were like, Trinity, you're like funny. Like, she says like funny things. Uh-huh. She like brought a bunch of lightheartedness to it, which was nice. Because it was, bitch, getting a drag that fucking early is annoying.
Yeah. See, I want y'all to hear, everyone out there, this is how bitter Monet is when she is an international focus in the world of entertainment. This is how she gets. Imagine how she was before she had a few, you know, irons in the fire. Now, I'll tell you something else was funny, because I watched The View, even though I hate that fucking show. Hey, if you can use it to promote your thing, whatever. So one host asked, "That's how the power of drag, and what does all this inclusivity mean to you?" Girl, Evie said, "To me, it means nothing."
I know. Evie's wild. Evie's wild, girl.
That punished. I was dying.
I can't believe you watched The View. Do you have cable?
No, I just watched the clips they posted. While you've been dashing to these mad press events, I've been seeing where I can get what for free without a television. But hey, it worked. No, I got to see all of it. Now, girl, Raja's headdress is, I mean,
so beautiful.
Roger was looking good. That's what Roger, I call her.
Roger, correct. Because Roger, you know, Roger's what? Roger's 48, going on 49. So a lot of that Roger. It just, like, her disposition cracks me up.
Oh, she does. Me too. I love her. But,
like, just apathetic about so many things. She's like,
and she's gorgeous.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, she's stunningly gorgeous. Beautiful. Roger's so funny. She truly is like a deity, honestly. And at so one point, they like threw it that we had to lip sync Born This Way. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I just want to model. I'm not lip syncing anything. And I was like, we were all like, yeah, we're just going to just be pretty.
Well.
So Shay had a very hard time. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I liked her little dip that she did down to her knees because it was so casual.
Right? So effortless and so beautiful. I fucking love Shay. I love all of them. But Shay,
I didn't love Shay's outfit, but I love Shay marching. No.
It was beautiful.
No, honey, y'all can keep the men's clothes, honey, because some of y'all look man enough anyway. Okay, you don't need to wear man's clothes, honey. Yeah, no. No. Bitch, let me tell you this. You tell them to put on your song, "There For You." Listen to this. I worked with Jean-Baptiste and he had two assistants, faggots, and one of them came over and Shazammed your song, "There For You," when I played it at this thing where we worked together.
Well, thank you for playing my music, Lady Bunny. That's so nice of you.
I always say that's the best Drag Race song. That's the only Drag Race song I play. So, anyway.
I heard that you love Alaska. I don't know much about nails, but my hair looks fierce. I know you love Alaska. You always play her songs only.
I thought that was Amanda Lepore.
That is Amanda Lepore. Your makeup is terrible.
Oh, my God. You're a transphobic drag queen. Oh, you just tried to rip off Amanda and attribute her transness to... No, I'm just kidding. No, Alaska's big hit was what?
Your makeup is terrible.
Oh, yeah, she wrote that about me. She wrote that about me. But what about, she had one other, if you're not wearing nails, then you're not doing drugs, right?
That's another hit song of Alaska.
Don't you use long nails to snort drugs? Oh, you don't snort drugs.
I don't do drugs. I do not. I mean, I do like weed and a little mushroom, but I don't snort anything. I do not do that.
So you're looking down on me because I have snorted stuff. and you're saying that, I do drugs, but not only the ones I like. Oh, I get it.
Oink, oink. Okay.
Well, there was one other thing about The View. I thought everybody looked smashing. Now, I wished that the English one would have taken her glasses off because she has beautiful...
Not the English one.
Michelle Visage eyes. Well, honey, you can't just bring something from another... bitch, I don't watch it in this country.
Her name is The Vivian. You better respect the queen of colonization.
I thought she looked very well put together. And she is
very pretty.
And like the way she strutted, but she's got pretty eyes. Don't you sit with those glasses on.
She does have very beautiful eyes, like ice piercing blue.
Yeah.
You have eyes like that.
Yeah, mine aren't piercing. They are pierced.
They're pissing.
Yeah, they're pissing blood and pus.
Pissing me off.
They're cataracts. They're oozing. They're oozing slop. Anyway.
Yeah, it's been a really fun, hectic, and it's not over yet. I leave New York today. I get into New York at like I get into LA at like 12:30 a.m. And okay. we had to be at DragCon by 8 a.m. because we're cutting the ribbons. I'm gonna be so fucking tired. I'm already over it.
Do you get to cut the ribbons and leave, or do you have to cut the ribbons and
do press?
Do press, but you have to do a booth all day.
No, I'm not doing a booth. I am not. Patty and I'm not doing DragCon. Not for the foreseeable future. No interest.
Yep. Okay.
Have you ever done DragCon?
I went one year because a makeup company paid for me to sit at their booth and take pictures with people for an hour and a half. And I said, I've never been. So I said, let's hit it. And I did it. It's kind of, I'm going to read it, whatever.
Wait, you said that are you going to read DragCon?
I did read DragCon to them. When I was doing a video with World of Wonder in their basement, which you know very well.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They said... I mean, the big studio we normally record in. This was years ago. And so they said, Bunny, could you do a pickup for... I was doing a different video. So they said, can you do a pickup for DragCon? I said, yes. Come to RuPaul's DragCon, where RuPaul cons you out of your money. And I laughed. And they were like, ugh. Like, there wasn't one giggle, grunt, or chuckle. And I'm like, bitch, you know that's funny. It may not be what you want to hear, but it is funny.
But I know we're not doing, because we are doing like a shorter episode this week because of the crazy schedule. But have you heard about Jesse Williams?
Yes, I have. And I've seen his dick.
Okay. So this is the one hell we're going to discuss today. So Jesse Williams, if you guys don't know Jesse Williams, he is an American actor. He's famous for being in Grey's Anatomy. He's one of the doctors in Grey's Anatomy. He's a black guy with light eyes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful man. He is in he's in a new Broadway show. What is it called? Take Me Out?
He can. Yes. He can take me out with that dick, honey. Just sling it right up in my face and say womp womp. And I'll say chomp chomp.
It's called Take Me Out. And he has a full frontal scene. I don't know where the water is from. There is water in the scene. And then, girl, someone snuck a phone into the theater and captured it on video. And they were close. Like, the person had, like, a front row seat. And did no one see the phone?
Wait, are you saying that he didn't know that anyone took this photo?
Yes, that's what he said. He said he didn't know, but he also says, I don't care. He's like, I don't care.
If you don't care, then you probably took it.
I don't think that's true. I think that you don't care when your body looks like that. When your fucking body is, and your fucking, when you have that big ass dick and your body is so delicious, you don't give a fuck. You say, okay, and?
Oh, wait, let me understand exactly what you're saying. You're saying that I should take more nude pics than Monet?
Oh, my God.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, my God. It was at the Second Stage Theater, and they said this. Second Stage Theater has worked to ensure the privacy of the Take Me Out company by creating a phone-free space with locked phone. Oh, that's what it is. So they normally lock the phones up, but I guess this person snuck one in. Because honestly, nowadays, because you buy your phone, right, and you buy this upgraded phone, and then when you have to get a new phone, your old phone is fine normally. So people just, people have like a whole assembly line of phones that they're not using anymore because they have upgraded phones. So that's probably what it was. Phone-free space with locked phones, with locked phone cases at all performances. We are appalled that this policy has been violated and unauthorized footage of our acting company has been posted. It is deeply unfortunate that one audience member chose to disrespect the production, their fellow audience members, and most importantly, the cast in this manner. Taking naked pictures of anyone without their consent is highly objectionable and can have severe legal consequences, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, so he's on stage.
Yeah, he's on stage, girl.
Okay. Well, he's clearly not shy.
He's not at all. But ticket sales have fucking gone up for the show, and now everybody wants to see the show.
Okay. That means he must have some good dick. Okay.
If y'all want to see some good, just Google Jesse Williams Take Me Out Nude.
Oh, I did.
It is. I know. I'm talking to the listeners. It's fucking delicious.
Ooh.
And then on another note, okay,
did you just hear that Patti LuPone, who is in Company?
That's what I was going to say.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. You go ahead.
No, you don't. Go ahead. Say it.
So Patti is known, a Broadway star, a big voice, known to be outspoken, Italian, New Yorker, and she'll give you a piece of her mind, especially about Trump. And so she was doing like a panel on stage with other members of Company, I guess, or producers.
Which is in the West End right now, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I believe it's the West End, but I may be incorrect. I don't know.
What's the big song from Company? Let me try to act like I'm a musical theater queen. What is
I'm not big on Company. I know when I hear the name of the song, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, it's like the girl in apartment 14B. I think that's where it's from. Uh-huh. It is. I mean, and I love Sondheim. I mean, I don't love Sondheim. In school, I had to do a big course on Sondheim study, so that's why I know a lot of Sondheim. Sondheim stuff. But okay. I'm not a huge fan of Company. I know that's a very controversial. All the theater people are probably like, "Girl, what?" I don't know a whole bunch about Company.
Yeah, I don't either. I can't remember the hit, but they have one big one. Anyway, I thought this was interesting This was a panel after the performance, and they had changed it to street clothes or whatever. I hope they don't wear that in the show. I'm just kidding. Patti always has a unique style, which included a man's hat and some foreboding glasses, but whatever. I guess I'm wearing foreboding glasses too. Anyway.
Here you are.
Fuck you. And she starts yelling at some audience member to put your fucking mask on. You know, don't you know who you, don't you know where you are? This is a theater so that we can come here. And the person yelled out, when she was saying, who do you think you are? I pay your salary. And I think someone with the person who was talking back to Patti, which I would not do, was filming it. And so there's like two different angles, but it's like I can understand this part. Like, if you don't want to wear a mask, which I wear a mask more than other people, I've been on planes this weekend to LA with no DJ at the Angeline Peacock series premiere with Emma Rossum and all of that. It was a beautiful, beautiful night. Now I can't remember what I was blabbing on about.
About Patti LuPone telling people about how you wear masks a lot.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, I'm like the COVID Karen. I'm gonna stick. Shut up! You're trying to say I need masks.
You need a fucking a hearing aid, a visor? Ginkgo biloba.
A vibe. okay, Gesundheit is what I'm gonna say to that. So yeah, I don't know, honey. Whatever, doesn't matter.
Well, I have a recording of it just so y'all can hear it. Here's the audio of her yelling at this person. It's so good. Wait, I'm going to get it because honestly, well, you know, you know that viral video from a few years ago when Patti LuPone yelled at someone for recording on their phone or something like that?
Exactly. You see, these are the rules of the house. Whether she's mean or not and says fuck or not, so bad. You are, listen, she should be the star. The house should be providing the security. They should be looking around to see that phones are not out. Or, I mean, I'm guessing that phones weren't allowed at this event. So whether you wouldn't go sit in a Broadway theater and smoke or you would be ejected, you wouldn't sit in there and record, which she has also angered her. People are taking, I mean, there were nude plays. Yes, when I was young, Equus was a story about a boy who was nude with a horse, and I won't go into it, but I played
it. You were in Aristotle and Socrates.
I played the horse.
Oh, Pegasus.
Pegasus, okay.
Lady or Pegasus.
Pegasus gender?
Okay, wait, here's the recording.
You sit right next to her. Put your mask over your nose. That's why you're in the theater. That is the rule. If you don't want to follow the rule, get the out. Who do you You pay my salary. Chris Harper pays my salary.
Excuse me.
Who do you think you are?
Wow.
Just put your mask over your nose.
We have worked.
Work. Not who pays a salary, but bitch, you think that your measly fucking $35 ticket paid, bitch, fuck out. Like, people, audience members are so entitled.
Well, ticket buyers.
But it's indirect. I mean, your one ticket, there are many layers where that money's going. You know what I mean? You're not paying my salary. Bitch, you're not writing me a check.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to have theater goers in order to have successful stage productions, that's for
sure. Even the balls to say that to me. I'm like, and also, she was talking to the man in the front row, and that was like the woman behind him that chimed in. I'm like, I would have been like, bitch, mind your business. I wasn't fucking talking to you.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, okay, another thing that is happening related to that are masks, better fitting masks, now more important because the cases in the Northeast from Maine to New Jersey, New York, Boston, etc., are all rising. And slowly, hospitalizations are rising. And will we have to bring the masks back? I mean, I mean,
that's why I moved to LA, honey. We don't have them those problems in Los Angeles, darling. Los Angeles, we're doing fabulous, darling. We're doing very well.
Well, you were, in addition to this episode of The View, which I do recommend everyone watch, it was a triumph. It was exciting. It was not, like I tell you, I'm into it, Mama. I'm watching this season. As soon as you give me your password.
Oh, yeah, I just give you the password. Yeah, I'll give you my password, Bunny. I'll let you share my... You know what? I'll even make my own your own profile on my account because I don't want to log into my Paramount Plus and see your porn or see the nasty shows you're watching. I don't want that on my Paramount Plus.
The only nasty shows I'm watching are your music videos. Like that reggae one where you're in a bathing suit. And I kept hoping that you would drown.
Oh, my God. We had a premiere party when we watched the first episode. And just from when we filmed last August to now, I've lost so much weight in between then. And seeing myself on TV, I'm like, not this fat drag queen girl. I look a mess.
No, you don't. Your body looked together.
Not when we filmed last year, girl. It is a different Monet.
Oh, okay. Well, if you can show up looking better than your promo pics, that's a good thing.
I guess.
Now, on The View, you said something. You were asked about what? You were asked about... don't say gay, and you mm-hmm. answered saying that it was an assault on our rights, on women's rights, da 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 da, and then ended with an applause getter, which was they can't handle radical women and ragtag queer people, and that got a big cheer.
Well, I said that I was like shows like RuPaul's Drag Race and The View are living proof that and I mean, I said the success of shows like RuPaul's Drag Race and The View are proof that people love a bunch of radical women and a bunch of ragtag queer people. That's what I said.
Well, now I will take issue on one word, although I'm glad you made an impact and got a big applause. Girl, mm-hmm. what woman on there is radical? Sonny?
Did you see last... I need to send you the clip. Did you see last Friday? So, do you know who Lindsey Granger is?
Yes, I watched it.
Oh, you watched her and Sonny? We talked about this on this podcast before, how, like, both of the parties are flawed. Republican Party is flawed. The Democratic Party is flawed. Like, we know that. But
that the Republican Party is much more flawed.
Right. So when you see someone like Lindsey Granger, who is a black Republican, and someone like Anna Navarro, who is a Latinx Republican, you're like, what are you doing?
She identifies as Latinx?
Yeah, she's Nicaraguan.
Oh, bitch, please. Oh, does she call herself Latinx?
Yes.
She's a little old for that.
I think they're being progressive and trying to be as inclusive as possible.
I love a progressive Republican. And that was actually one thing that I loved, that fucking, who is it, Lindsey Granger?
Uh-huh.
She was talking about how, to Sonny was like, you're a Republican. And the Lindsey said, well, Sonny, you're a Catholic.
And then
said to the other one, Anna Navarro, but you're a Republican, because Anna Navarro gets in there with all this real sister girl, woman power shit. But actually,
Sonny took her to task on that a few weeks ago.
Okay, well, Sonny,
3 weeks ago, Sonny was like, and she said, Sonny just goes, she was like, why are you a Republican? And she like went on, and they went back and forth. And Anna said like why and how like when she identified as a Republican, you know, it was back in the days when, you know, I think she brought up Bush, and obviously, uh-huh, you know, Bush has his own set of problems, but she was like justifying and saying like she was with the Republican Party of old, and this new Republican Party she doesn't fuck with, and then but she still said she is still a Republican. It was a moment. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to me as a progressive to look at what viewpoints are. Now, when you said radical women and ragtag queer, representation, you know, I wish that there was one radical voice, because we've had Meghan McCain, by the way, her book, Bad Republican, has allegedly not sold at all well, if you want me to dish some dirt on Republicans. And
wow.
And someone, because she always brought up her dad, John McCain, actually photoshopped a picture of her behind her dad's grave with the book resting on the grave, as if that
Shut
were
the
a
fuck
particular...
Out. That is shady.
That is shady.
That is not cool.
At any rate, yeah, where I wish they had a radical woman on there. I wish they had a Breonna Joy Gray, a Crystal Ball from therising.com. I wish they had, you know, someone who were more in line with the AOC and the Bernie Sanders, but they never do. I mean, Whoopi griped about, this is why I don't care for that show. And I'm like, God, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know. I think it's weird. I mean, I think if they, yeah, it's a very centrist Democrat viewpoint. I mean, Whoopi was saying about AOC one time, well, some of these youngins need to wait their turn. I'm like, man, I mean, I've been accused of being old and having the mentality of you kids get off of my lawn, uh-huh. Which is always a hilarious thing to taunt old people with. Guys, it isn't ageist, gals. It isn't ageist. We love it. It's hilarious. But yeah, that Anna Navarro is, she has a lot of, oh yes, girlfriend, but she's actually a staunch Republican. I'm looking at the Barbara Walters, you know, who started The View decades ago, was, I don't think she was proclaimed anything, but I mean, she seemed liberal. Sherry Shepherd, the host, who I just saw perform opening for Flame Monroe at Carolyn's Comedy. And she was fun. So she was the one that...
how is she?
She's a lifelong Republican.
Sherry Shepherd is a Republican?
Oh, yes. This was known all the time that she was on The View. And you remember that she's the one who expressed...
Flat Earther.
Yes, exactly. She realized on air that the Earth was round. Was
Are you sure? I think it was... I think Cheryl Underwood is a Republican.
Nope. Google it.
Really?
Sherry Shepherd.
I thought she was just... She just said dumb shit. I didn't realize she was a Republican.
Yep. Lifelong. She's very appealing. I enjoyed her show. But yeah, I mean, so we're seeing like a lot of conservative, maybe more conservative voices than we see here. And I'll tell you that this Lindsey Granger, she did not answer Whoopi's question at all. And it took her about three different explanations. She clearly wanted to throw out every bit of damning information that she could with this situation, and she was clumsy with it to the point where she had to come back from the break and actually say, I was wrong. Biden does not have the power to kill the filibuster. So that was good if you fuck up. But Now, here is what is bizarre. She said a couple of things that were true. Do I think the Republican Party, which she represents as a voice on that show, has better solutions to any of the things that she brought up? No, I do not. Because she was saying, she was saying that some blacks feel disenfranchised because 90% voted for them and voted for Biden, and he hasn't even passed the George Floyd Policing Act. And this is what I mean. Republicans are never going to pass the George Floyd, and that's what she is. So I don't think that she actually cares about that. She's on the right criticizing Biden from the left. That is my criticism of Biden, that he's not done more for the community that elected him, because some of these other things, student debt and $15 minimum wage, would disproportionately help the black community, and he hasn't delivered. So that's actually, you see what I mean? It's a criticism from the left. She doesn't have any answers for that. But that is an Achilles heel of Biden. You know, so occasionally she will say something, you know, and throw it in. I don't trust her. And like I say, she did misrepresent. I guess they didn't even want her on they had to come back and say she misspoke. But hey, you know, some of them misspoke. Some of them don't know that the earth isn't flat. Whoopi called Jill Biden as good as First Lady because she was a doctor during COVID, and they were like, Sonny was like, no, she's a doctor of education.
Listen, we all make mistakes. We all misspeak.
Yes, we do. But another thing they discussed on The View is Karine Jean-Pierre, the new press secretary taking over from Jen
Psaki. About how it's
Psaki.
A conflict of interest because her partner works at CNN.
Do you know who her partner is?
No, what's the name? I've heard the
She's
name.
She's a news anchor called Suzanne Malvo. This is from when I watched CNN. Honey, they're a couple. They're a lesbian couple, and they're a lipstick lesbian couple. Because, honey, Suzanne Malvo is absolutely gorgeous, and I don't know if that French name means that girl is from New Orleans. Now, did you happen to see Lindsay on that?
I did, and she brought up some valid points. But Sonny brought up another one, saying that Republicans have no room to talk. Bitch, look at the fucking White House when Trump was in the White House, number one. Look at fucking Clarence Thomas and his goddamn wife, who was instrumental in texting people to start a fucking insurrection. Republicans have no room to talk on this issue, okay? When y'all clean up y'all side of the street, then you can have an opinion.
Yeah. So, I don't know the rules about whether you can be sleeping with someone. They did agree, CNN agreed that Suzanne Malvo would not be covering the White House because that might be a conflict of interest if her girlfriend is covering the White House the White House main press secretary. I'm not sad to see Jen Psaki go, but, you know, you have to, and I know that the Trump Sarah Huckleberry Sanders and all that. I know
Sarah
that they're
Huckleberry
not.
Fan.
Yeah, I know they're not all popular, but we got to realize that their job is really to, you know, cover for the president when he isn't making daily statements, and none of them are. So she's there to fend off things and say her famous line, Jen Psaki, was, I don't have that info. I'll circle back with you. So, you know, it was like a buffer between the press and the president. And that's what it is in everything. So, you know.
Well, Bunny, who needs a buffer right now is us, because our time has come. I do have to get rolling.
Goodbye, honey. Off to the airport.
I'll be back in L.A.
To say one quick thing. Another thing I watched them discuss on The View is that they they passed a thing against protesters at Supreme Court justices' homes who were protesting out in front of their homes because of the abortion lab leak. And so, I mean, girl, the Senate passed something saying they couldn't do that 2 or 3 days later. What happened to the $15 minimum wage and the immigrants reform and all that thing that was supposed to get passed? I mean, they can protect the Supreme Court justice, you know, even though they are
Girl.
I'm over it. Well, we'll you take care, rush off to your jet-setting ways, and I humbly will prepare some gruel, which might last me overnight until I can beg in the streets again. Yeah, dressed as Robbie Martin, but too fat to pull it off.
It's your natural disposition.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bon voyage. Oh, I had a feeling about your flight. Oh, you better go.
Work.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.